This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. You can give us a call at that number, or you can go onto our Facebook page, ask us some questions there. You can go on email and ask us questions at that. Our email is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. So you can go there and ask us some questions. Try to answer them either online, on air, etc. We'll do what we can. So we're going to go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up first this hour?
Sean in New Hampshire.
Sean, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
My wife is a parent. We used to call your dad Cousin Paul Parent,
yep.
But the story is gone. I have a couple questions. I have a bracket. Oh, okay. I put you on speaker so I can write. All right. I have a brick and glass greenhouse. The winter temperature low without heating was in the low 40s.
Yep.
The tomato plants, the green pepper, the kale, and others survived. Should I keep them or pull them out and start fresh?
Now, were these in the ground or were they in pots or what was...
In pots in a greenhouse.
Okay, and when you say they survived, have they already started coming back?
Yes, they did, yep.
I mean, I wouldn't see why you wouldn't try to keep them back. Usually the plants are one and done. But if they're starting to come back, starting to promote growth, I don't see a reason why I would stay away from them. Usually they're just in... You know, how big are the pots?
The pots are 16-inch by 16-inch by 8 or 10-inch deep.
Okay. I mean, so you're starting to see green growth coming out, buds starting to form, etc.?
Leaves and everything else.
On all the plants?
The kales are doing, like, great. The tomatoes are coming back with a lot of leaves on them. They never died. And the green pepper is starting to bud.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely try it out. Why throw something away when it's still growing? I mean, the kale definitely, come back multiple years and be fine. I wouldn't start bringing them out and leaving them out yet because indoors in that greenhouse, even though it gets cold at night, it still has some, it's holding the temperature in. It's keeping them, warmer than the outside and just the, free air. But one of the good things about the plant is you've spent all that time in the past year or so fertilizing and getting them, bigger, trying to get them bigger. And that fertilizer has created this root system that's so big inside that pot that... it's going to be beneficial for you this year. So continue to fertilize and continue to go with them. And I think you should have success with them. It's usually when you see vegetables like that, people will just take them and toss them at the end of the season. So to have them come back, you know, I'm not sure how much of a yield you will have comparatively, because it's had that, you know, that shock for the, you know, of the winter. I'd have to really do a little bit more research to say, you know, give you, you know, a definitive answer of how great it's going to be. But I don't see it being an issue. I'd see definitely try using them and okay. see what you can get out of them.
Okay.
Because it's just something you don't usually see. Usually with vegetables, everybody just tills them out and gets rid of them and starts new.
Well, last year, I took some clippings.
Yep.
Before the end of the season, put okay. them in the soil in the greenhouse.
Yep.
And they bloomed and they became full plants.
Yep.
But I have one more question because sure. I'm taking your time here.
Oh, don't worry.
I have mites, and I cannot seem to get rid of them for 3 years. I tried neem oil and soap. That didn't work. I tried the old season that your dad suggested we do, and that's not working. So I want to try what is called eight or something else. What's your thought?
Well, so everything that you had used prior is going to be from a organic spray. So it's the organic sprays that are taking care of the mites. You could... Now, which plants are they on? Are they on all those plants there or on different plants?
They are. They eat the leaves of the fig tree, the apricot tree, and many other plants.
Okay, so for the fruit trees, you could actually start out with using what's called a fruit tree spray. Okay, so a fruit tree spray is multiple facets to it. It's not only a insect control, it's a disease control as well. It's a great way to start the season, give them everything, you know, all at once. And so that would be something to start with. That's a synthetic. So that's going to have some chemical base behind it. So I would start with that. And then from there, you could go more specific on what you're looking for. With the mites, you know, maybe instead of using All Seasons or neem oil, maybe use Captain Jack's. Captain Jack's is another organic, but it's one of the more powerful organic sprays that is out there. When you look at it, the product in it is called Spinosad, or Spinosad, however you want to, you know, say it. But it definitely would be worth using for mites. It's a little bit stronger than the All Seasons oil and the neem oil. So you could be using that. You could also use the eight for it if that's what, you know, you want to go a little heavier. You know, more of a synthetic, but I think I would be better off, you know, trying to use that Captain Jack's, you know, as a stronger hitter. It's okay. Definitely, it's basically one of the more powerful organics. It's pretty close to a synthetic, but it's not. If that makes sense, it's one of the stronger. Products out there, and Captain Jack's is a good one to use. So I think using the Captain Jack's will be the way to go for you, and to really try it.
How about the fruit tree spray? What's the name?
It's pretty easy. It's called fruit tree spray.
Okay.
Yeah, they make it a little bit easy for you, but I would definitely be using that on any fruit trees you have first. And getting those sprays, and then going into more specific when you're starting to see more insects. That fruit tree spray, you know, you start it off early, is going to get you started off on the right note, if you will, and get you ready for the season. And then as you start to see things, if you see a disease or if you see, you know, insects, that's when you would go more specific. Okay.
I have a few more questions.
Sure.
I'll call you next week.
Oh, you can ask now if you want, or you can call next week. It's up to you.
Okay, well, I have to prepare them.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Right.
But I'll do a little bit more research on those tomatoes, but I think you should be fine getting those out and getting them ready, and then using that Captain Jack's on the mites that you have.
Beautiful.
Thank All right, you, Sean. Patrick. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix gives roots the ideal balance of air and moisture. It contains a special blend of beneficial mycorrhizae to help grow stronger roots, bigger plants, and more bountiful blooms. Try Espoma Organic Potting Mix indoors and out for all potted flowers and vegetables, and you'll see why it's the best. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, getting out there, it's going to be a decent day in the air, maybe in the 50s, high 40s, early, low 50s. Be nice to get out there, maybe some rain later, but get out in the garden, get some more cleaning out, get ready for the season. Spring has started to spring. No, I don't know if that works, but it's getting ready for the season. So get out there, get ready, start going, and enjoy it. We get it for a few months, and then we forget about it during those winter months, and then we want spring. Well, it's here. Your prayers have been answered. Spring has sprung. We're ready to go. On the other side of the break, we'll talk a little bit more with your gardening questions, etc. So we'll see you in a couple minutes. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Can I answer your garden questions today? So call us. You go on our Facebook page or email, and we'll do everything we can to help you out today. One of the questions we had yesterday, earlier in the week, somebody had asked, could they split or divide Montauk daisies now? Well, simple answer is yes. You can do that right now. But let's talk about how to do it. So you can take something along those lines. You're looking for the plant to have a little bit of growth coming out. You want to see a little bit of that green starting to come out, and then that's when you can split it. Now the ground, might be a little bit too frozen at this point, but you can do it soon. And when you get there, what you want to do is you actually want to water the plant a little bit. I know it sounds a little crazy, the water might not be on, but water it in. Let that water absorb into the plant for a little bit. So it's going to help reduce some of that transplant shock. And then you can actually split it in half. Look at it and see whereabouts would be the best way to cut into it. Okay, so you look at the plant itself, where the stalks will be, take a look. See, is there a distinct area where there's going to be space in between two of the stalks? Or, you don't want to cut right down the middle and cut it, in a major area. You want to make sure when you cut it in half, you're getting a good amount on either side so that each plant's going to be more successful. So, Montauk daisies are the type that you want to only split every 2 to 3 years or so, maybe a little bit more, depending upon how big they go for you. But they can actually be split and separated and, have more Montauk daisies everywhere. But you can definitely split them in half. And when you put them in a different area, make sure you use that Biotone starter. That Biotone starter has a, that helps with the transplant shock. Okay, it's meant to be there right at the start of a plant to help get them going for the season. So, you know, if you're splitting anything this year, you know, say it's hostas or some grasses, you know, use that Biotone starter in the in as a good base when you put them in a new hole. Make sure you give them nice compost, etc. Get them a big enough hole where it's going to be, you know, double the size of the root ball that you've created. And get those into the ground, water them in heavily, and, you know, you should be beneficial that way. But, you know, one of the questions was, can they split and transplant a Montauk daisy at this time of year? And I definitely agree that this is the time of year that you could do that. You could be putting, like I said, just want a little bit of growth coming up from the ground to really be, to know that it's a good time to go. You know that the plant's going to be growing. So, you know, it's not one of those things where you're splitting something and you split it and then there's nothing living underneath. You want to make sure you got something going, and that's why I suggest that way. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. You know, maybe online or over the phone. But I wanted to touch base a little bit on some of the bulbs we can start to plant now. You know, in the next couple of weeks. This is the time of year. April is what we're looking at. We got some good ones that you can start to plant for summer flowers. We've got Agapanthus, tuberous begonias, Canna, Caladium, Dahlia, Gladiolas, Iris, Lilies, and Calla Lilies, just to name a few. That's some of the good ones that you can be doing this spring. So, you know, whenever you think bulbs, you think of the fall bulbs and that they're going to come up in the spring. It's now time to be thinking about the summer, to be getting some of those summer flowering bulbs. Those are just a few. I can, you know, give some descriptions on them a little bit later in the show. But one of my favorites is an Agapanthus with that huge head on the top. Nice blue flowers. It's like an allium. It's almost in the same family. I'm going to double check in the break because I'm pretty sure it's in the same family. So that's definitely one to be doing at this time. So, you know, take a look at some of those bulbs and get out there, get planting soon, and get ready for spring. We're going to a break right now. When we get back, we'll do some more of question and answer, get some more from our emails for you guys. So you can just hear some of the other questions everybody has. Maybe you have them. Maybe we're answering them now. So stay tuned for that. We'll be right back.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump cutting about $500 million in aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, saying they're not doing enough to prevent migrant caravans from heading to the United States. Border officials say they are on pace to take about 100,000 people into custody just this month. And the president says they're running out of room for all those people. He also says if Mexico doesn't stop two more migrant caravans making their way north, that he'll close the border this week. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report is to be made public soon. Last night, President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani said he's not concerned about what's in it, and neither is President Trump.
Because I know something they don't know. He didn't collude with the Russians at all. He had nothing to do with the Russians.
He spoke on Fox's Justice with Judge Jeanine, the attorney general, saying he'll release the document in mid-April. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We'll be answering all your gardening questions. We've got a few callers on the line, but that phone number, for those of you who don't know, 855-660-4261. We're going to go right into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah. I'm an amaryllis, and it has a baby on the side, but now it decides it's going to start pushing up a bud. When should I, wait till the bud goes, or?
Are you looking to split it off?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. You can usually, once you start to see those babies, you can definitely split it. Is it, you just seeing a little bit of a pop through on the leaf?
No, it's a bud coming up.
Flowers
start coming up.
Huh. I mean, how big is the bulb that's coming off of the main bulb?
It's a real big one. It's a big bulb, but there's another one, and that's maybe, about 3 inches maybe?
Wow.
On the side.
So you definitely can split it. That's how it's meant to go with splitting amaryllis.
It has a bud, a bud coming up through? Will that hurt the bud?
That's what I'm a little worried about because it's already started to push.
Yeah.
Because usually you want to split it when it's when there's not a lot to it.
Right.
You can actually, you can. I've seen some people have split it when it's starting to pop.
Yeah.
It's just more. It's more of
the roots.
Yeah,
you know?
No, and that's what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
Because usually they're saying, depending upon where it is, it can be either late fall, or when I say late fall, I'm talking like October, November, or early, it would be late winter technically, I guess, but early spring is what I was going to call it. It would be like that February and early March. You want to, if you're going to split it, because what if it's, it's going to only help the plant long term, the bulb itself long term, by splitting it, allowing you to have more plants. You want to get as much of that bulb as possible that is coming out there, making sure you split it nice and easily. Check the main stem, the main bulb. Is the main bulb still have blossoms or leaves coming out?
It's starting to have a bud coming up through the main plant.
So the main and the...
Yeah, the flower stalk is coming up just now.
Okay.
It's pushing a flower,
Yeah, right? I would think, usually it's in the fall when you can do this, but if it's starting to push the flower, I might wait until afterwards. This is an amaryllis that you've had multiple years. Okay. Because usually you want to make sure, wait until everything's done and then do it at that point so that you're not shocking the plant as much.
Yeah.
You shock the plant more when it has more leaves
when
you do that. So that's why they usually will say, to cut it back when there's nothing really coming out. So I'm going to have to look a little bit more into it, but because everything that I know is telling me to do it when it's just the bulb itself, there's not a lot to it. But I'm sure others have done it, and had success. And almost, you say you have two, like, we'll call them babies on the side of the bulb?
Yeah, the one is pretty big. It's maybe about two inches or 3 inches in diameter, and that's pushing leaves out too.
I'd almost suggest maybe trying something out, taking one of them, that one that isn't as far along, that isn't pushing the bloom out, that just has leaves. Try dividing that one. Putting that one into a new pot or wherever you're going to put it, and start it out there and see how it does for you. I would almost, the reason why I'd want the one that just has leaves and not the bud is I feel like it's going to shock that bud so much where it might not push out any further and just be a short bud where it just comes out a little bit just because of the shock. Transplant shock can really do a number on bulbs and on different plants. Try to use a nice light soil when you mix it in there maybe use some of that Biotone starter to get it, because the Biotone starter, what that does is it also helps prevent transplant shock, so you're giving something back to the plant. Usually it's after it flowers, but if you have a couple on there, I'd definitely try one of them and see how it goes from there. It's almost like a science experiment, if you will, and see how it can do. I'm definitely going to look at the next break a little bit more into it and see what I can find of when to split it. Because, like I said, everything tells me after it flowers is when you should split it. But I have to assume that somebody out there has done it while it's showing some of its leaves. So let me take a look. And on the other side of the break, which is in a couple minutes, I'll try to get you some more answers.
Okay. And do you know if they're, it's a soil, Dr. Earth, are they still in business yet?
Dr. Earth is still in business.
Yeah, because I went down to my garden center yesterday or day before, and I asked him about Dr. Earth's potting soil, and he said he no longer can get it.
Yeah, so one of the things is Dr. Earth has decided to sell to a lot of the big box stores.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're going to see it in Home Depot, Lowe's, Costco, all those stores. They don't. They're not really in the independent garden centers any longer. They're pushing more into the box stores.
Oh, okay.
You know, they were always a great product. But the independent garden centers is what really helped them flourish. So they've kind of backed away from it. If take a look at some of the other soils. I know they had a good potting soil, so if you can find it, great. But Espoma has a great potting soil. There's a few others out there that you could use. There's a company out there called Fox Farm that has a great soil, a seed starter, and then they have this really nice blend that has a lot of micronutrients and everything in it. It's called Ocean Forest Soil. It's got, it's basically enough out there that you could grow in the ocean forest, in the forest is what they're looking for, combined with some of the ocean materials. It's a really good soil. You can look for that. Again, Espoma is a really good one, too.
Oh, okay. And I have the last question about my muck orange. I got a muck orange. It's supposed to be a small one, a contained one, you know.
Yep.
And I was wondering, how can I plant it and when can I plant it?
Well, so you can definitely start planting it once the ground is thawed a little bit.
Okay.
You want to make sure the ground has warmed up enough. You know, put the shovel into the ground, see how far it goes in. If it's going in a full shovel length, then you can start getting it in there and get going with it. But I want to make sure that the ground has thawed. As I said earlier in the program, you know, a few people in my area around the Boston area have started to dig in, and one gentleman in particular said that about 8-10 inches in, there was still heavy, hard soil. So there is some frost in the ground around here. But we had 66 degrees yesterday. We're going to have 60 today. Rain all week's going to be in the 50s and 60s in my area. So I would think by the end of next week, you really shouldn't have a problem planting. And make sure, again, you use that Biotone starter as a nice fertilizer to start that mock orange in the ground. Because it's a starter fertilizer, but it also does that transplant shock. And transplant shock can happen from going from a container to the ground as well. So that's a good one to be using for it.
Okay. All right, that's it. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Mary, thank you for the phone call. As always, we'll talk soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We're going to go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Jan in New Hampshire.
Jan in New Hampshire, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, how are you doing today, Patrick?
I'm doing great. You?
Great. Okay, is that better?
Oh, that's perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I want to get to my lawn. My front lawn looks really, really bad. And every year I get, weeds and everything. And I was wondering, can I start now and use like the weed and feed or I don't, pre-emergent, that's what I was thinking. Maybe I should use a pre-emergent, get rid of the crabgrass, and then when can I start planting regular grass?
Okay. So it's a good question. This is the time of year to really start thinking about that and getting going with that. What I would like to see you do is a couple things. If you've had a lot of weeds, there's something going on other than the soil might be a little bit too acidic for you. You might have to figure out some of the, what's going on underneath. I would definitely
I did have it tested.
It
tested, and it came back good that I needed a little more lime, which I did. I limed the heck out of it.
Okay.
And, so I think I took care of that problem this year, last year.
Now, did you send it out to, extension or to somebody like that?
Alternative.
Yeah, okay. natural alternatives.
Yeah.
Great. Mm-hmm. So you definitely, the lime is a good thing because you want to bring that pH to a neutral number. You want to be in the mid sixes. So that would be where, you know, to start, make sure that that's going good there. From there, you're going to want to use a pre-emergent for crabgrass. There isn't a pre-emergent for broadleaf weeds that you can be using in the lawn, okay? If you want to grow grass, it starts off with that crabgrass preventer. You can actually start growing the grass now with a crabgrass preventer and starter fertilizer. You have to buy specific for it. So it's called a crabgrass preventer with starter fertilizer.
Okay.
It's going to be more expensive than your, you know, step one, phase one, where it's the crabgrass preventer with fertilizer. Because it knows specifically the difference between crabgrass and then either bluegrass or ryegrass or fescues. So that it's chemically formulated to know what it is, okay? So you can definitely be using that and putting seed down.
And so what brand would you suggest? I mean, what should I go in and get?
Okay.
When I go.
Why don't we do this? I have a little bit more I want to discuss, and I'm going to go to a break. So hang tight for me. On the other side of the break,
okay,
I'll give you even more information so you know everything we want to do.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Just hang tight.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your bioadvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from bioadvanced science-based solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were talking with Jan in regards to starting, you know, what to do with the broadleaf weeds that are coming out, etc. And we had discussed a little bit of using a crabgrass preventer with a starter fertilizer. Jan was wondering what product out there to use. So during the break, Jan, I was just looking at a few of the sponsors to see what they had. But they don't have exactly what I'm looking for. There's a company out there called Jonathan Green. They sell grass seed and they have fertilizers, etc. They have a crabgrass preventer with starter fertilizer in it. I believe it's 5,000 square feet. And it's definitely something you can use now. So you can put you can actually put grass seed down at the same time as preventing crabgrass. Okay? So you would use that. And then what I'd also like to see you do in about 4 to 6 weeks, use a second crabgrass preventer, okay? Because the crabgrass will produce, they have the early shoots, and then they also have the late growth crabgrass. So get rid of them that way. And then this would be your third step, but it's really your second step because it's I'd really call it almost like 1A and 1B with the crabgrass preventer. And so this is your second step would be the weed and feed. You don't want to use the weed and feed early because you want the weeds to actively be growing. And I know you might see a few of them out there, but you want to wait till a little bit later and start to see them really be growing when you're putting down this weed and feed. So that weed and feed is your second step. Won't put it too early because you want as much of the weeds to be growing. I know that kind of sounds counterintuitive where you're trying to get rid of the weeds, but you want as many there as possible so you can kill them all versus just killing a few here and there. It's okay. What were you going to say?
Well, how much apart? So the crabgrass preventer and then the second crabgrass preventer.
It's about 4 to 6 weeks. Probably 6 weeks.
Okay, 4 to 6 weeks apart. Okay.
And then so they do have, Bonide has a product out there that is just a straight crabgrass control versus having a fertilizer in it. So you could actually use that crabgrass control at the same time as you would use a weed and feed that has fertilizer in it. Okay, so, I would only use a crabgrass preventer a second time without a fertilizer in it. I believe it's called Weed Beater. It's called Crabgrass Plus. It's Crabgrass Plus. It actually kills some of the broadleaf weeds, depending upon what you're looking to do. That one you could use as a preventative for the crabgrass killers. That would be your second step, if you will. So it would be like 1B versus, just one. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes. Okay. So use the Jonathan Green for 1A.
Step one, yeah.
And then, right, step one. And then step 1B, use the Bonite.
Yeah, and just use the...
Or both.
Well, so you would just use the Weed Beater killer. It would be they have a product called Weed Beater Complete, and it
is
also
that Bonide or
that is Bonide. Yep. So you're kind of mixing and matching and getting the best ones for it. It's just like I said, some of the Bonide doesn't have a starter fertilizer with crabgrass control in it to start at the beginning of the year. So that's why I'm saying use the Jonathan Green product that does have it. That's the only way you can put grass seed down at that time, because you need the chemical that's in it to know the difference between the grasses.
So on step 1A,
yep.
When I'm putting the Johnson Green down, should I also put seed or just
yes.
that?
You can put seed down and that at the same time. So that's what it's meant for. It's scientifically formulated so that you can put grass seed down at the same time.
Okay, and the Jonathan Green one is called Crabgrass Preventer?
It's Crabgrass Preventer with Seed Starter fertilizer in it.
With Seed Starter, okay.
Yep. And that's a good one to definitely use for it. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Jan, if you could, I'd love to see that soil test that you got. I don't know if you can email it to us. You can go to our website. It has our email, but it's paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. I'd love to see it just so I can see if there's anything else that I can do to help you out with it.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jan. We'll talk soon. Thank you. You too. We'll be right back on the other side of the break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.